It is March 20th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Well, that was fun while it lasted, and it didn't last very long. Number one seeds Purdue and Kansas lost over the weekend in the men's NCAA basketball championship tournament and broke apart millions of betting brackets. My Boilers exited in the first round in a train wreck to the fairly ridiculous 16th seeded Fairleigh Dickinson. Slate called it, "That was the worst loss in the history of college basketball." I can't claim to be a college basketball historian, but the claim does not feel that far off. Kansas, the rival of my two sons, University of Missouri, lost to Arkansas. However, Missouri lost to Princeton, so the family is without an alma mater to root for. As strange as this might seem, I am left rooting for Purdue's arch rival, Walt Lukin's Indiana University Hoosiers. However, they lost to Arkansas. It appears that Credit Suisse has been saved from the disgrace of being nationalized. UBS is buying the beleaguered Swiss bank in a deal worth more than $3 billion, the Wall Street Journal reports. As part of the deal, investors in Credit Suisse additional Tier 1 bonds will have all their value wiped out, $17 billion of it. This is a huge deal as bonds are normally above equity and Credit Suisse stockholders are being paid $3.23 billion under the UBS deal, Reuters reported. The Financial Times noted that the dress code at the FIA's Boca conference was different this year, as the crypto bros had mostly disappeared and those that were in attendance were in blazers. The LME discovered bags of rocks that were supposed to be bags of nickel in a warehouse in Rotterdam. However, the amount of metal represented by the rocks is just 0.04% of live nickel inventories on the LME, worth about $1.3 million at current prices, Bloomberg reported. A story in Bloomberg about the Chicago mayoral election talks about how frontrunner Paul Vallas is taking a leaf out of former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel's book to lure businesses back. In the story, it mentions the CME group Terry Duffy and his wife's carjacking, the story that will not die, and the SIBO, and how the exchange giants were persuaded to stay in Chicago. There is a new tractor that runs on cow manure made into liquefied methane, Bloomberg reported. The tractor costs more but emits less and helps the farm smell better as they use a system that puts a tent over manure lagoons to capture the methane. For mid-sized farms in the UK, this is a nice solution that cuts down on diesel consumption and can even produce methane gas to sell or use in other ways on the farm. The World Happiness Report is out again, and Finland has won again for the sixth year in a row. The Nordic countries dominated the top of the happiness ranking, with the United States taking 15th place, Bloomberg reported. Inflation poses a problem for stores like the Dollar Tree, whose items average $1.25. Dollar Tree recently pulled eggs from the list of items it sold because the price had jumped 60% in the last year, and the store was not able to make a profit, the New York Post reported. It's Leo Melamed's birthday today. Wish him a happy birthday via Melamed's associate's email address at info@melamed.com. Cheryl and I drop our son Robbie off at the Sarasota airport today and then start heading north back to Illinois and Elmhurst. As we drive back from Florida, we should be back in Illinois by Wednesday. The UN 2023 Water Conference is March 22nd to 24th in New York. Representatives of 192 countries will come together to commit to actions to support SDG 6, ensuring the availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for the planet. You can learn more and register with the link in today's newsletter. Follow the conference development at hashtag UN Water Conference and hashtag water action on social media. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the Financial Times, the headline, Mars chief hits out at, quote, nonsense, unquote, attacks on corporate ESG. Paul Weyrich says Petcare and Chocolate Group will fail to attract younger employees if it only focuses on profits. Companies that back off their social and environmental commitments in the face of nonsense political attacks risk alienating a generation of talent, Mars' new chief executive has warned as he raised the prospect of doubling the group's revenues over the coming decade. Sales at the family-owned Petcare Chocolate and Chewing Gum Group could well double in a decade to $90 billion, Paul Weyrich told the Financial Times in his first interview since becoming CEO last September. However, he added, its more important target was responsible growth. My comment, don't worry, anti-woke politicians are going to outlaw workers. Here's another story from the Financial Times. Unchecked corporate pricing power is a factor in U.S. inflation. There's a strong correlation between the rising share of corporate profits in gross domestic product and the sharp price rises in the U.S. after the COVID pandemic, according to a paper published by the University of Massachusetts. Having made windfall profits on the back of commodity price fluctuations and supply bottlenecks, large companies have been emboldened to raise prices further to increase profit margins. My comment, large companies without stout competition can and will raise prices. Here's another story, this one from the New York Times. The headline, crypto wants its shine back. After a miserable year, cryptocurrency companies are looking for ways to rebrand products that many consumers no longer trust. At a cryptocurrency conference in Denver this month, a group of singers clad in bright orange onesies took the stage to perform what one industry website later described as an anthem for the crypto faithful, a blockchain blowing in the wind. The chorus was a list of crypto's most notorious villains, from the trash-talking entrepreneur Do Kwon to the disgraced FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried, punctuated by four-letter expletives. My comment, the great thing about crypto is that it is like Imelda Marcus. There is always another shoe or pair of shoes to drop. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Finland crowned world's happiest for a sixth year running in ranking dominated by Nordics. Nordic countries dominate the top of the happiness ranking. U.S. takes 15th place and Lithuania has soared in recent years. Finland ranks as the world's happiest country for the sixth consecutive year, an unprecedented feat in a list that's been now published for more than a decade. My comment, there must be something in the vodka. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most read story Friday was the CBOE's press release, CBOE to host Global Risk Management Conference, October 17th to 20th, in Austin, Texas. Second was Bloomberg's Russian media crypto scammer seize on SVB panic. Third was $2.7 trillion wall of expiring options, a worry for traders reeling from bank crisis, also from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Credit Suisse bond wipeout threatens $250 billion market. Deal would write down more than $17 billion of the bank's riskiest bonds. Credit Suisse AG's emergency merger with UBS Group AG will wipe out the bank's riskiest bonds, rattling investors in the $250 billion market for similar European bank debt. About 16 billion Swiss francs, or 17.3 billion US dollars, of the so-called additional Tier 1 bonds will be completely written down, Switzerland's financial regulator, FINMA, said in a Sunday statement. Credit Suisse also referenced the decision in a statement saying it was informed by FINMA that the bonds would be written off to zero. Here's another story about Credit Suisse from the Financial Times. UBS agrees to $3.25 billion rescue deal for rival Credit Suisse. Regulators engineer takeover of stricken bank by larger Swiss competitor after frantic weekend. UBS agreed to buy Credit Suisse for $3.25 billion after a frantic weekend of negotiations brokered by Swiss regulators to safeguard the country's banking system and attempt to prevent a crisis spreading across global markets. The historic deal follows 5 days in which the Swiss establishment raced to end a deepening crisis at Credit Suisse that threatened to topple the country's second largest lender. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. LME rocked by new nickel scandal after finding bags of stone. Problem found at Access World Rotterdam warehouse, sources. Metal had been registered in the warehouse since early 2022. The London Metal Exchange has discovered bags of stone instead of the nickel that underpinned a handful of its contracts at a warehouse in Rotterdam, in a revelation that will deliver another blow to confidence in the embattled exchange. The amount of metal represents just 0.14% of live nickel inventories on the LME, worth about $1.3 million at current prices. So the immediate impact on metal markets is limited. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you haven't already subscribed to the John Lothian newsletter, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.